Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We sift through the sources so you don't have to. Today, we're digging into something pretty cool. How a vehicle, specifically a Dodge Ram, becomes way more than just a truck. It becomes a real statement piece for a brand. Yeah, we've got some material here detailing the Bandidos Thunder Ram, highly customized. And our mission, really, is to unpack how this thing shifts from, you know, a practical workhorse into what our sources are calling a visual battering ram, a total showstopper for the Bandidos brand. We're going to pull out some surprising details.
Right. And what's fascinating, I think, is that it's not just a support vehicle. That term visual battering ram is key. The sources emphasize it's also a moving stage for Bandidos energy. It's built, basically, to impress hard.
A visual battering ram. I like that. It's aggressive. So it's this multifunctional thing, a branded vehicle, support unit, show car transport. It's doing a lot. Born to serve. Built to impress, as they say.
Exactly. And that phrase, visual battering ram, really shapes its role. It's not just sitting in a garage waiting. Its core mission within the Bandidos fleet is twofold. Yeah, transport the drift cars, that's practical, but maybe more importantly, represent the brand. Dominate visually wherever it shows up.
Okay, so it's never really off the clock then. It's always on.
Pretty much. Always active, always in the spotlight. It's a multifunctional asset that has to project that high-voltage Bandidos image constantly.
Right. So we get the what and the why. Let's get into the how. The craft process here, the design details, this is where it gets really interesting, I think. How do you make a wrap, a design, reflect the raw power of the Ram and the electric edge of Bandidos beyond just, you know, sticking a logo on it?
Well, that's it. It's definitely not just a logo slap. It's engineered. The sources talk about a bold and aggressive wrap design. Let's take the hood, for example. It's got this stylized metal plate texture, looks really tough. But then cutting across it are these bright green lightning bolts.
Okay, cool visual. Aggressive, energetic.
Yeah, but here's the kicker. Those lightning bolts, they aren't just graphics. They actually weave in the energy ingredient codes. Things like caffeine, taurine, B vitamins, the stuff that's in the drink.
Wait, really? The actual ingredient codes?
Yeah. Embedded right into the design, it transforms the truck, like the source says, into a rolling manifesto.
Whoa. Okay, rolling manifesto. That's a powerful idea.
Hmm.
Can you break that down a bit more? How does putting ingredient codes on it make it a manifesto? Isn't it just like a clever design trick?
Well, it's clever, yes, but it's more than just a trick. It connects the visual identity directly to the product's substance. It subtly signals what Bandidos is about energy, the ingredients that provide it. It's not just saying we're energetic. It's showing the code for that energy. It invites you to look closer, you know, makes you think about the product itself.
I see. So it's turning a glance into a bit of engagement, decoding the message almost.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that level of detail is everywhere. Custom typography on the sidewalls, these fluorescent accents that just pop, even how the panels line up. It's all precision aligned for maximum impact. It communicates attitude without saying a word. It truly is a rolling billboard of attitude.
A rolling billboard of attitude. Love
yeah.
that. So every detail is considered, but what's the result? What's the actual impact when this thing rolls up to an event?
The impact is, well, it's designed to be unavoidable. It commands attention. That's the phrase used. It draws crowds. It starts conversations. It basically spreads the Bandidos message in that high voltage style just by being there. It turns heads, gets people talking, taking pictures, generates buzz organically.
So it really does transform. A practical beast becomes a mobile icon.
Yeah.
Like the sources wrap it up. The workhorse just became the showstopper.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic example of function meeting, very intentional, very loud form.
Spot on. When the design strategy is that clear, that integrated, you can get this kind of transformation.
Okay, so thinking about all this, what's the takeaway for you listening? How can you spot or maybe even create these rolling manifestos in your own world where something everyday, something functional, gets elevated into a real statement?
Yeah, that's the interesting question, isn't it? Think about it. What other things, maybe things you use every day or see in business, seem purely utilitarian? Could they be transformed? Could they become showstoppers with some smart design and a really clear mission behind them? It's about looking past the obvious function, right? To see the potential for expression.